figure out how much quarterbacks are going to play?
The first group will go probably 12 or 15, and then the rest of the guys from that point on.
All four, you figure?
I think we'll try to get them all in.
Who's going to be third?
Don't worry about it. You'll see it.
Thought I'd try.
Tell me, how's Justin Tuck, and do you expect he'll play?
I don't know. Today was not what we wanted. He's not quite as nifty and nimble as we had hoped, so we'll have to see. But I actually thought he would work today.
Tom, what have you thought of the Imperio so far?
He's worked hard. He's come in. He's done a nice job on special teams. And, of course, he has a fullback role to play along with a couple of other of our tight ends. But he's working hard.
Tom, given the fact that there's not a lot of hitting going on during the training camp, what do you tell some of the younger guys about their first preseason game where there will be a lot of hitting?
Well, there's a lot of hitting. It's just a lot of tackling. That's the thing. The thing that you are not prepared for other than the form tackling, which we do, that's the number one defensive drill that we do. You're going to tackle live for the first time. You're going to be brought to the earth live for the first time. Ball security is a big issue. You know, head up, see what you hit. All of those type of things that are taught from a fundamental standpoint are now going to happen full speed. So people have to be ready for that.
Of course, your veterans, it's also a chance for them to start hitting again, too. Are you much concerned with all of a sudden having to pick up the pace after not having a lot of contact to this point?
Well, there's always the first preseason game does allow you that first opportunity to be full speed, and then everybody gets a little piece of the tempo. And it grows from that point on. So it'll be a good first experience, I'm sure. We talk about being physical. We're playing against a very physical team. So I think all good things will come out of that.
I mean, you're still expecting Pugh to be cleared to practice next week?
Next week, yes.
You expect Nick to take a couple reps on Saturday?
We'll see.
What about Chris and Terrell? Are they going to travel?
That's not any big concern, is it? They travel? They're not going to play.
No, they're not going to play.
They don't have enough of practice time.
Do you have a chance to see Deion Grant today?
I did. Just saw him. He looks great. I read about his retiring as a Giant, which was a great thing. And so I'm excited for Deion. He's a good man. And he'll be I just told him next time he comes around, if he'll let me know, I'd like to have him talk to the team.
Small setback for Justin, but just overall, as he came into camp, what sense did you get?
He's done very well. Worked hard in the offseason. He's physically strong, ready to go. He's done a nice job in all aspects. Really, nobody saw this coming. All of a sudden, his back was stiff and tight, and so he's doing what he can now to get that thing back to where it should be so he can get back to work.
Coach, what have you thought of Ryan Mundy?
Ryan Mundy's been done a nice job. You know, he's an outstanding special teamer, but he's also learned the secondary calls, the coverages, and that type of thing. So, you know, I've been pleased with the way he's worked.
Nice to be able to jump inside when the rains come.
Yeah, we really did think we were going to get it in. We didn't think that we would get caught. There was a slim chance, and when it was 5 miles away and the lightning was there, we had to get inside. Be able to come inside and finish practice on a day when we would have lost some very good opportunities. Yeah, that meant a lot to us. Hopefully it carries over.